Hello, my name is Stephen Lee. I am the founder of Sermon Audio, and I am sitting in a large empty room on the second floor of the Mac Library on the campus of Bob Jones University. And I just wanted to give you a brief update on some things. In the past 20 years of our existence, we've never had a home. We've never had a place where our team can meet and work and collaborate, and that's fine, but we're finding that the kind of work that we're involved in is becoming increasingly exhausting for a small team, and we're always in need of more help. The difficulty in just getting more help is that it's not that simple, and it's difficult to onboard for a company like ours because there's a lot that you would have to learn. And it's also important that the people who work with us have the same heart for the mission that we're about. And that can take some time to develop that. We would love to be able to influence the next generation, and we weren't sure how to do that. The next generation of technologists and developers and engineers. But this space here at the school may answer many of those burdens. If we are able to complete this space, we will be on the campus of Bob Jones University within proximity to the computer science department and the students there, and we'll have an opportunity to work with them, to interact with them, to influence them, where we will also have an opportunity to have space to collaborate and be creative ourselves. But in addition to that, we all know what's going on out there with the world and the media and its increasing hostility to a conservative and a Christian message. And it's our concern that down the road we may find ourselves in a situation where we'll need to safeguard the preaching of the word. If you all know about the Doomsday Vault in Norway, it's a gigantic vault that houses all the world's seeds. Well, we would like to create a vault of our own here on the campus of this school that will house the good seed of the preached word. And so if we have issues down the road, we hope not, but if we do have issues with some vendors, we would have a place where we can have physical access to the sermons and the preached word. And so that's very important to us. That's part of what we hope to accomplish here in this space. And we are a small team, and we would never been able to entertain having a space like this because it's very costly. But the Lord has brought along our path a very interesting individual, a donor, a friend, and he has had a heart for some time to get the preached word to more parts of the world, and he would love to use Sermon Audio to do just that. And he's been very kind in that he has made it possible for us to be in this space, at least to explore to be in this space, because of his generosity and his willingness to fund this effort. But what's interesting to me, which is why I'm so fascinated with the providence of God in this, is that this individual actually happens to be the long descendant of a man named John Rogers. John Rogers was the first English martyr, martyred under Bloody Mary, but he was also the first to give us the completed English translation of the Bible from the original Greek and Hebrew. Picking up the work where Tyndale left off. But it's fascinating that that man, John Rogers, who gave the world the completed English Bible, his descendant is now helping us preserve and propagate the preaching of the word around the world. I find that to be a wonderful and beautiful providence of God, and we're thankful for him. But this is our first step. We met this morning as a small team to look over the architectural drawings, to see where things like the plug should go and the network jack should go and things of that nature. But we are taking the first step of faith. And I hope that you will pray for us and pray with us, that God will do far exceeding above anything that we could possibly imagine just using this space. God bless you.